We just heard a reading from the gospel, and it might be a fair question to ask all of us. What was Jesus saying? What did it mean? What were the implications of what he was trying to get across to the people of his time? I am the good shepherd. Underneath that idea is this concept that we began with, of our relationships. He was talking about his relationship with us, how profound it was, how deep it was, how amazing it is. But somehow the people of his time missed what he said. They ignored it. They didn't think it meant very much. I am the good shepherd. What does it mean today in our world? What does it mean to us? How do we measure this relationship that exists between God and us? How do we measure our own relationships? It might all start with this idea that every single one of us is searching for something. We're always looking for something. Something is always out there that we don't have, that we want, that we need. It's important. And we spend a whole lifetime searching for something. Many times we don't even pause and reflect on what it is we're searching for, but something is missing. Something in me, in the world in which we live, something is not there. That somehow, in the deep recesses of our heart, we know that something is missing. And that's what we'd like to dwell on, this something is missing. It was missing at the time of Christ. It was missing even then. Here they had the Son of God in their midst, but they didn't see him. They didn't see him at all. Something was missing. Something that wasn't there, that they felt should be there, was not there. Let me give an example of the type of thing I'm talking about. And this goes to advertising, the idea of how things are merchandised in our world. 2 years ago, there was an ad on television. It was most interesting because they captured a need and somehow were able to put it into graphics that made people want to buy a product. And then what they did is they captured a spiritual need. It's about the most interesting man in the world. And it's a picture of this rather distinguished looking person, middle-aged, surrounded by rather beautiful women. And he said, I am the most interesting man in the world. And it went on from there. And that's all it was. It's just this image of this man making a few statements that he was. And when you looked at the scene, you'd say, yeah, yes, he is. He's got something. They captured this idea in this ad. He was the most interesting man in the world. I want to be like him. So I'm going to buy that product because it will make me like him some way or another. It puts us together. Well, of course, you know he was selling beer. Now, can beer make you the most interesting man or woman in the world? If it does, I want a couple of gallons. But it's touching on the things that we think we need. And we go out and we try to get that thing that we need. I do want to become noticed. I too want to be considered important. I too want to be surrounded by people that admire me. And if it takes beer to do it, that's what I want. But the point of the whole thing is It has to do with things that cannot be measured. There's no way that drinking beer can make me a better person, can change my disposition, can give me these spiritual attributes that I think I really need. I do need it. God made me in such a way that I really am an interesting person. And so are you, and so are we. But we don't see that because we want to measure it in some way. The gospel today, the passage just before the one we began with, was that Jesus said to the people of his time, "I have come to bring you life, and that you may have it more abundantly." What did he mean? Abundantly. I have come to bring you life more abundantly. When we think about that, what do we think it means? Does it mean a new car? A new home? A better standard of living? We tend to want to measure what this abundant life is. And Christ wasn't talking about that kind of abundance. He was talking about life. He was talking about a relationship between us together, and our relationship with God as well. It is not something that can be measured, because it doesn't have quantity. It has quality. And there's a tremendous difference between quantity and quality. There's another ad on television that tries to exemplify this same idea. It's an ad for companionship. I want to meet somebody who's compatible with me. There's something missing in my life. So I go to the computer, and it does a search, and it will find someone. What am I looking for? I'm looking for a relationship. I'm looking for something that cannot be measured. I'm looking for a person who can answer and fulfill my needs. There is something going on in our world. It's something that God planted in each one of us. We need somebody. We need someone else. We're not alone. And so we go through life searching, reaching out, looking for something that can satisfy this longing that exists in every single one of us. This world is confused. Its values are turned inside out. We believe violence is the answer to almost anything. Force, power, might, these will get us the things we want. And yet the more we use this principle, the less we get. It doesn't work the way we expected. It backfires. The more possessions I have, guess what happens? The more I want. I'm never content with the little bit I've got. That's never enough. I need more. I need a raise. Well, not just a raise, I need a big raise. I need more of everything. And the very thing I want and I'm searching for is right in front of me. I already have it. But I don't see it. In the gospel, the events surrounding the gospel today was a miracle performed by Christ of giving someone back their sight. And those who were around when this took place, the leaders of the Jewish people. They were there, they witnessed all of this, this man being given sight, and Christ came back with this, "I am the good shepherd." And they asked him, "Surely we are not blind. Surely we're not like this blind man. We can see." Christ responds, "You do not see. You do not see at all. You reject what's in front of you. You go after substitutes and walk past the real thing." So we are, if we look it within ourselves, I think we'll find we're searching. We're not content. We're not satisfied. Nothing, nothing that we have will ever be satisfactory. The closest we get to satisfaction is our relationships with each other. That's where we'll find it. Because we'll find in this the God who made us. We'll find in that the reason for it all. That God made us lacking. Lacking in one thing. Lacking our relationship with God. It's something that we discover and it's unfolding in front of us. It's taking place all the time. But we often don't see it because we want to measure it. And we're now dealing with something that cannot be measured in any way, shape, or form. It cannot be measured by dollars and cents. It cannot be measured by inches and miles. It's something internal. And all of us have it. It was planted there by the God who created every one of us and who calls us his children.